Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Jeremiah 1, 4 to 10. Jeremiah chapter 1, the verses 4 to 10. The word of the Lord came to me saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." "Alas, sovereign Lord," I said, "I do not know how to speak. I am too young." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am too young.' You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord." Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, "I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant." My theme for reflection is, before you spoke, I knew you. Before you spoke, I knew you. If God were hiring prophets the way modern institutions hire staff, Jeremiah might never have made the short list. Too young, not eloquent enough, lacking experience. And yet, this is precisely how many of God's call stories begin, not with confidence, but with hesitation. Jeremiah's story gently reassures us that God's purposes are rarely limited by our resumes. The problem the text addresses is twofold. First, Judah stands on the brink of catastrophe, politically unstable, spiritually complacent, and morally compromised. Second, the human agent God chooses to speak into this crisis feels profoundly inadequate. Jeremiah lives in a world unraveling, and God calls him not to comfort alone, but to confront, uproot, and replant. The word of the Lord comes not as an abstract idea, but as a personal summons. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." This divine knowing precedes Jeremiah's self-awareness, competence, or consent. God's initiative comes before human readiness. Jeremiah is not called because he is prepared. He is prepared because he is called. This echoes Psalm 139, verse 13 to 16, where the psalmist confesses that God's intimate knowledge precedes all human action or achievement. God's call is grounded not in performance, but in purpose. Jeremiah's immediate response, "I am only a boy," reveals a tension familiar to many believers. His hesitation is honest. It may reflect humility, but it also exposes fear. Epicurean philosophers argued that much human suffering arises from irrational fears. Fear of failure, fear of displeasing others, fear of forces beyond our control. Epicurus believed peace comes when fear is named and disarmed. Jeremiah's fear is not dismissed by God. It is answered. "Do not be afraid, for I am with you." God resolves the problem not by removing the difficulty of the task, but by promising presence. The call is demanding, the assurance is rational. The prophet is not sent alone. This pattern runs throughout Scripture. Moses protests his speech, Isaiah his impurity, Gideon his insignificance. In each case, God does not argue their limitations, God transcends them. The symbolic act of God touching Jeremiah's mouth is crucial. It signals that divine speech does not originate in human cleverness. Authority flows from God's word, not from the prophet's personality. the scope of Jeremiah's calling to pluck up and to pull down, to build and to plant, reveals that God's word is both disruptive and creative. Judgment is never God's final word. Restoration always follows. For the church today, Jeremiah's call becomes a mirror. Like him, we live amid social fracture, moral confusion, and political anxiety. Like him, we may feel underqualified to speak God's truth into contested spaces. Yet the same word has come to us in Christ Jesus, the Word made flesh. The same Spirit empowers our witness. The church's task is not to retreat into silence or seek relevance through accommodation, but to speak faithfully, humbly, and courageously. Epicurus sought freedom from fear through detachment. Jeremiah finds it through vocation. Where Epicurean peace avoids costly engagement, biblical faith embraces responsibility grounded in divine companionship. God's presence transforms fear into obedience. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where might fear of inadequacy or failure be silencing my response to God's call? Number two, what truth might God be asking me or our community to speak, even if it is difficult? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take time to write a short prayer naming your hesitation before God. Then write a second sentence beginning with, "Yet, if you are with me, I will." Return to this prayer throughout the day. Knowing and calling God, you who knew us before we knew ourselves, touch our hesitant lips and steady our fearful hearts. Free us from paralyzing fear and shallow peace, and grant us the courage to speak your truth in love. Send us to uproot what destroys life, and to plant hope where despair has taken root. For you are with us always. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all.